Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I don't know if it was because Mary was young, but I always thought she was hopelessly naive. I would have held out for film rights. I would have asked a few more questions, like, how am I going to provide for the Son of God? How am I going to raise a perfect child? What am I going to do? And why wouldn't you give me a husband that had a little more money and didn't think that it was a good idea to go to Bethlehem when I'm 9 months pregnant without at least scoping out the place beforehand and making sure I had suitable arrangements to deliver this child? I can't imagine how Mary could feel blessed. Did she feel blessed when they had to run away to Egypt? And I'm sure in those small towns and hamlets, she found out what happened after they fled. You remember the story? Reminds me of that massacre of the innocents just a few days ago. But this time it was a king, Herod, and he sent soldiers to destroy little boys. Did she feel blessed? Did she feel blessed when they had to come home to Nazareth without the proper money to give this child an education? They knew that it was so dangerous in that time that they had to make sure that they lived very quietly so as not to raise any suspicions. So Joseph trained the little boy in carpentry. How do you train the Son of God? He did not have a formal education. They were too poor. Did she feel blessed when he started his ministry and she had to travel from town to town and the other children, her children? In John, we hear that they did not even believe that their own brother was Jesus. And did she feel blessed when she was standing at the foot of the cross watching her eldest son brutally murdered? You know, the Bible's idea of blessing is not mine, and it's certainly not what we understand in the American culture. What do we call blessings? Food on the table and a roof over our heads and nice stuff. I remember going past a home in Prince George's County, Maryland, and Prince George's County is one of the wealthier counties in Maryland. And there was a huge banner over a multi-million dollar house, and it said, "Blessings from God." I thought, well, that must be nice. God likes them better than he does me. I don't have a house like that. But that's not blessings from God. If you read the Beatitudes, I was saying at our Thanksgiving service at SCAN that I don't like the Beatitudes because it tells me I'm blessed when I don't feel very blessed. It says, blessed are you when people persecute you and revile you and say all manner of evil against you. Rejoice! Really? What are the Bible's blessings? And so when I read this and Mary says, from henceforth all generations will call me blessed. What is she talking about? Well, the Bible's blessings are the ability and the opportunity to participate in things bigger than ourselves and to usher in the light and the power of God to a dark and lost world. Mary was blessed because she was willing to carry the Son of God. Mary was blessed because millions and billions of people throughout the generations have come to know the light of Christ. Mary was blessed, not for her individual needs, but because she had a vision of a world filled with light. And she was willing to do whatever it took, even standing by while her son was murdered. Can we say that we are blessed today? That when I walk out of this place, I will find someone who is struggling, and I will make a difference. I will point them to the light. Then I will be blessed. Can I say that when I leave this place and I see someone broken by life, that I'll go home and say, oh, boy, I'm glad I'm not that person? Or am I going to participate in their life and help them to see light in their darkness? We are blessed when we take the opportunity to show people the light of the world and to participate in something greater than ourselves. That's the blessing of God. That's why Mary could say, I'm blessed. Her life might not have been one that we would have wanted, but her life was wonderful because she brought in the Son of God to a lost and dying world. Can people say the same of us, that we are blessed because we share the light of Christ with all who are in need? Are you blessed today? Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for the blessings not of material gain, but for the enormous privilege to speak your word. Lord, I ask that when we get home today, if there's someone in our family, maybe far away, that's struggling, that you will empower us to pick up that phone or write the letter, or speak words of comfort and grace. If there's someone in our circle of friends who has become embittered, Lord, help us to go home and speak to that one of the love and grace and mercy of Christ. Help us to be a blessing. Would you